Practice always brings results. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Practice always brings results. You say, I bet. That's true. It's true. I have seen so many people who practice certain things that they don't know they're practicing, and they think to themselves, my goodness, when am I ever going to get some results? When am I ever going to get some results? And they learn how to wash their hands. They learn how to wash their face as little children. And mother gives them an illustration and says, this is how we do it. Or mama says, now, I'm going to wash my hands and wash my face so that I'll feel so clean and so fresh and so nice. And it doesn't demand it of the child, just does it. And pretty soon, the child sees that's the thing to do. And mother says, before I eat my meals, I like to go wash my hands. And after I play with the dog, I like to go wash my hands. And after I go and prepare myself to get ready for bed, I wash my hands. Mommy, why do you wash your hands all the time? Well, because my hands are everywhere. My hands are on my face. My hands are in my eyes. My hands are touching everything that everyone else has touched, and my hands are just everywhere. Well, are your hands bad that you have to wash them? No, it's just that my hands pick up things here and there. They pick up dirt, and they pick up viruses and stuff, and these are things that I want to just wash away. Truly, I never get rid of them all, but I just want to wash them away to give myself a chance to live a very healthy, happy body. What's a healthy, happy body, Mommy? Well, a healthy, happy body is a body that is under my control. Your control? How do you control your body, Mommy? Well, I control my body by taking charge of everything I do with it. That's why I wash my hands. I take charge of what touches me. And so I always make sure that I am clean and nice. Now, if I touch myself with dirty hands, that doesn't mean that I'm going to be bad, or that doesn't mean I'm going to have problems, but that just means that I give myself an opportunity to have them if my resistance is low, or if my attitude is low. Well, what do you mean your resistance is low, Mommy? I never heard you mention resistance before. Well, your body builds up a healthy attitude toward life by eating the right foods and by doing the right things. And when you have the habit of eating the right foods and doing the right things, then your body is always a healthy body. Your body wants to cooperate with your own thought about it, of being a healthy, happy, hearty body. But, Mommy, if I'm created perfect, if I'm created good, like you told me, and if I am created perfect, how could I ever have any imperfections? Well, this is the problem. We have imperfections because we live in a perfect world, we have perfect thoughts, we have a perfect environment around us, every piece of dirt we touch is perfect, every dog we touch is perfect, everything we do is perfect. But the moment we have an imperfect thought, then we make all these perfect things a little shady, a little less than best. And the more unperfect thoughts we have, the more our attitude becomes very tough. And we begin to look at our bodies and we begin to say, oh my goodness, it's not doing so good. Oh my goodness, this is not. And those attitudes make us imperfect. It's not that there's something out there jumping on us and making us imperfect. It's just that our attitudes do that. So when we have the attitude, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I love myself, I am a happy person, then things like that happen. Mommy, where do you get all this wisdom? Well, son, I listen within. And when I listen within, I hear the voice of my divine self talking to me, and I listen to it, and I pay attention. And sometimes I don't hear the divine voice, I just hear my normal voice, and it's telling me normal type things, and I get a little confused. But most of the time, Most of the time I listen and I am hearing my divine voice because I want to hear my divine voice, because I want to listen to what it is. And I make that a habit. I train myself. And because I train myself and because I make it a habit, then that's what I experience. But, you see, it's just a matter of making it a habit. Oh, Mommy, you're so wise. Well, son, if you just listen within yourself, you'll always come up with the right answer. And if you ever wonder whether it's the right answer or not, you just ask me, and I'll tell you, did you listen within? And if you say yes, then I say, then it must be the right answer. So I will only agree with you, son. You just know that the divine in you always knows the right thing to do, and you always follow what the divine in you says to do. Isn't that a good idea? Oh, Mom, you're so wonderful. I'm glad my dad married you. Yeah, we made a good choice. I love you. I love you. I love you.